Bedtime Bites presents The Day We Built a Castle Together. Chelsea woke up one sunny morning with a big smile on her face. Today was going to be special. She just knew it. As she munched on her favorite cereal, she gazed out the window at the large cardboard boxes her dad had brought home from work yesterday. "What are we going to do with all those boxes, Daddy?" Chelsea asked, her eyes twinkling with curiosity. Her father grinned mischievously. "Well, sweetie, I thought we could build something magical together. How does a castle sound?" Chelsea's eyes widened with excitement. "A castle? Really? Can we? "Of course," her father laughed. "Let's go outside and get started." Chelsea raced outside, her pigtails bouncing with each step. She and her dad began to carefully unfold the boxes, laying them out on the grass. Chelsea's little brother, Tommy, toddled over to see what all the fuss was about. "Tommy, help," he declared, picking up a small piece of cardboard. "That's right, buddy," their dad said, ruffling Tommy's hair. "This is a family project." As they worked, Chelsea's imagination soared. She pictured tall towers reaching up to the clouds, a drawbridge spanning a moat filled with friendly alligators, and colorful flags waving in the breeze. "Can we have a dragon too, Daddy?" she asked, her eyes sparkling. Her father chuckled. "Why not? We can make anything we want in our castle." They spent the morning taping boxes together, cutting out windows and doors, and creating turrets for their magical fortress. Chelsea's mom joined them, bringing out markers, glitter, and paint to decorate their creation. As the castle began to take shape, Chelsea couldn't contain her excitement. "It's so big," she exclaimed, twirling around in delight. Her dad lifted her up so she could help attach the roof. "That's because we're all working together," he said with a smile. "Teamwork makes big things possible." By lunchtime, the castle was nearly complete. Chelsea's mom brought out sandwiches and lemonade, and they had a picnic in the shadow of their cardboard palace. "What should we call our castle?" Chelsea's mom asked as they munched on their sandwiches. Chelsea thought for a moment, her brow furrowed in concentration. "How about Castle Friendship?" she suggested. "That's perfect," her dad exclaimed, "because that's exactly what we built it with. Friendship and love." After lunch, they put the finishing touches on Castle Friendship. Chelsea and Tommy finger-painted a fierce but friendly dragon on one wall, while their parents added sparkling glitter to the turrets. As the afternoon sun began to set, casting a golden glow over their creation, Chelsea stood back to admire their work. The castle wasn't perfect. Some walls were a bit crooked and the paint was smudged in places, but to Chelsea, it was the most beautiful thing she'd ever seen. "Can we sleep in the castle tonight?" she asked hopefully. Her parents exchanged amused glances. "Well," her mom said, "how about we have a special family movie night inside the castle instead?" Chelsea clapped her hands in delight. "Yes, yes, yes!" They gathered pillows and blankets, transforming the inside of the castle into a cozy nest. As they snuggled together, watching Chelsea's favorite movie on a tablet propped against a cardboard wall, Chelsea felt a warm glow of happiness. "This is the best day ever," she whispered, leaning against her dad. He wrapped an arm around her and Tommy. "It sure is, sweetheart. And you know what the best part is?" Chelsea looked up at him, curious. "What?" "The best part is that we did it together," he said, giving them both a squeeze. "Because that's what families do. We build castles, chase dragons, and make magic together." As the movie played on, Chelsea's eyes began to droop. She drifted off,